So the rate of profit, which is supposedly what defines capitalism, this ever expanding growth of in its rate of profit. So capitalism, can we please start talking about power? I mean, obviously capitalism is doomed. Emanuel Wallerstein just, he got a lot of crap for it, for just telling it like it is. Duh. Capitalism is done. Power ain't, is the point that we have to start discussing. So as the rate of profit falls, as capitalism develops, in earth terms, this means that more and more earth is converted, the physical resources of the planet, as more and more earth is converted to capital, i.e. quantified and put in private hands, which, as crises deepen, ever tends to its money form, because there's no earth left to buy, you know, and plus they know some difficult times are arriving, and so it's good to have your stash. So it ever tends to its money form, financialization, whence conveyed to fewer and fewer hands. And as this happens, there is less and less earth to do anything with, i.e. employ us. We, the source of everything, recall? The ones who make everything? Nothing needs to be produced because there's too much stuff as it is, and they've already automated our humble tasks. So there's too many of us by their lights, too many stomachs. We become superfluous. Quote, and this is from, there's some quotes from Marx. I'm going to be reading embedded in a longer quote from Roman Rozdalsky's The Making of Marx's Capital. Quote, Marx concludes by saying that the law of the tendency of the rate of profit to fall is, quote, in every respect, the most important law of modern political economy. It is from the historical standpoint, the most important law, unquote. It implies, quoting again, that the material productive power already present, already worked out, existing in the form of fixed capital, together with the scientific power, population, etc., in short, all conditions for the reproduction of wealth, i.e. the abundant development of the social individual, that the development of the productive forces brought about by the historical development of the productive forces brought about by the historical development of capital itself, when it reaches a certain historical development of capital itself, when it reaches a certain point, suspends the self-valorization of capital instead of positing it. We are at that point, folks. We are at that point. Marx is right. It is the most important thing for us to be thinking about as our social collective existence stands in vast quantity and is and hierarchically stands over us and runs us via automation and electronification. We ain't needed anymore. Continuing. Oh, and no more capitalism. Now see, this is why I'm focusing on this issue of obedience right now, is what we're turning to. And I'm too long-winded as usual, so maybe we're gonna have, because I mean, it seems like the point, this issue of obedience, that Marx did not devote enough time to, the point we just made, that you cannot have the accumulation of the entire resources of the planet into this tiny few's hands unless you've had prior to this the imposition of the broad imposition of the habit of obedience. And Marx didn't have time to get to this. And so we have to finish that work. right? We have to talk about the other side of our twin dilemma, the fact that we've internalized this mess big time. And I really, really apologize for this, but these days I find each day it seems like they up the level of intensity on me in every sense. You know, I can't go for a walk these days, and I try to go every day without it suddenly turning into Grand Central Station or something, you know? So, point being, I'm not feeling able to continue at this moment. So we're going to continue this next week. And you guys have been very patient with me. I've been having a rough time, but I'm feeling the love out there. Rough in the sense of this physical bombardment and in being worried about people I love, but also happy that love has been returned to my life, a big love, and I'm really needing it in facing that harassment out there. Sometimes it doesn't hang in there with me always, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, peace.